Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Commander Clash podcast, where the Commander Clash crew talks all things Commander. And this week, we got a fun one. We're going to try to figure out what the best creature type is in Commander by putting some of the most popular and most played creature types through a bracket and battling it out until eventually we have the winner. So that's our plan for today, the creature type bracket. Before we get into it, though, we got a crew to introduce, kicking things off with Budget Commander Tomer. How are you doing today, Tomer?
I'm good. I'm just a little bit confused by the bracket system. For some reason, I think you missed Moonfolk.
Yeah, they were the next one up. We could only fit 16. Moonfolk, I think, were like 17 or something. They were close.
You want to have a fair... You don't want to have an unfair advantage, right? Yeah. You want to be a little bit close.
We got to have something to talk about, Tomer. Moonfolk just auto-win, yeah. We also have Phil. How are you doing today, Phil?
Hey, all. I am very excited to see where this ends up. I don't play any creature type focused decks in my personal commander decks, so I don't really have any preferences, but I do like some more than others. So let's see.
I'm curious too. I don't really know how it's going to shake out either. But finally, we got Krim, the Asian Avenger. What's up, Krim? How's it going this morning?
It's going well. I'm excited for fairies to win.
Brother. Yeah.
We know what team Krim's on. We know what team's all Krim's right. on, that's for
I
sure.
Mean, oh, whoops.
Yo, Demir Winter coming to Standard in January. Very excited.
I hope so.
So we'll get to the creature types and our criteria in a minute. But before we do, we got a couple of sponsors today. Our show is brought to you by Foil Armor. Do you have problems with your foils curling? Well, Foil Armor is the ultimate solution to flattening your foils. It's a two-way humidity pack that you simply put inside an airtight container with your cards, and Foil Armor will absorb and release moisture, making your cards completely flat. Put a pack in your storage box to keep your cards flat forever, and you can head over to foilarmor.com and use the code MTGGoldfish to get 15% off. Our show is also brought to you by Card Conduit, the easiest way to sell your Magic cards. If you ever get tired of the hassles of buy listing, you can skip them with Card Conduit. You can use their curated service where you send in as many cards as you want with a buy list value of a dollar or more and pay just a 5% service fee. And if you want to do a bit of work, you can use their sorted service where you list and sort your cards in advance and pay just a 2% fee. Either way, you're going to get a detailed report with the results and a fast payment once your order is processed, and you can even get another 10% off by heading over to cardconduit.com/mtggoldfish. Card Conduit, it's the easiest way to sell your Magic cards. So thank you to our sponsors for supporting the show. Anyway, let's talk some creature types. So here's how we're doing this. We got a bracket that you're going to be able to see on screen. We went to EDH Rec and we looked for the most popular, most played creature types. We put them in this bracket. The bracket's randomized, so it's not like the most popular creature types, the one seed or whatever. It's randomized. It's just the top 16. And we're going to battle them out. And here's the criteria we're kind of thinking about as we're ranking these. So some of the stuff we're keeping in mind, power level. How strong's the tribe? Is it going to win games? Like, if you put the two creature types head to head in a match, who would actually win? Synergy, like some creature types are more synergistic than others. Depth, do they have a lot of good commanders, only a few good commanders? Do you have a lot of good 99 cards, only a few? And versatility, some creature types kind of just do the same thing every time, when other creature types are better at playing a multiple variety of play styles. So, and then other, you can toss in whatever, I don't know, your personal connection to them or the way you liked them when you were a kid or something. I don't care. You can put whatever you want in that category. So those are our criteria. And let's get into round one of the bracket. In our first battle, we have Knights versus Dragons. So Knights, obviously,
classic.
Yeah, classic. I think of
medieval classic.
I think of mostly white, but really they're multicolor, right? We see more and more knights in different colors. And then dragons, I mean, if we were seeding them by popularity, I'm pretty sure dragons are like the number one most popular creature type in Commander. Everyone loves their dragons. So what do you guys think? Which of these creature types is actually better?
I'm so sorry, Knights. I'm so sorry you have to be paired up against Dragons.
Knights kind of low-rolled. It's going to be tough to take out Dragons in round one.
They got the Circle of Loyalty. That's good, right?
Yeah. Hey, Circle of Loyalty. Best card overall. I mean, that's the best card.
Hey, I know Seth and I will bat for that card.
I think the problem I have with Knights, and the reason I think that Dragons, for me, have to win this, is... Knights, they're cool, and I like Knights, and they are kind of like an iconic fantasy creature, I would say, which fits really well in Magic. But my problem with Knights is I only really think of them having maybe one good commander, which is Sadar Jabari of Zelfir. That's the one I always see. Like, they're not a very deep creature type for me. Like, what's the next best Knight commander? What's the one that you see most often? Sirgwyn, I guess, but that's kind of like a second most popular, like an equipment deck, sort of. Like, is it even playing other knights in it? I guess, like, maybe.
There's the Azorius one from Assassin's Creed. It's like the only knights card support randomly.
Oh,
I think right. So, right?
Protection
yeah.
From assassins, other knights get +2/+2 and have protection from assassins.
Cool.
Very relevant. When it enters the battlefield, each opponent exile up to one target creature that player controls until it leaves the battlefield.
Huh? Eh, look, like we all know the dragons are going to win, but I will say Sirgwyn. Sirgwyn, my partner Haldugo, he has a Sirgwyn knights deck, and there are a lot of like knights that happen to be good and gives a free equip to them, and there is like a little bit of a theme going on with knights and equipments. Like it was like kind of a thing in the original Aldraine. So
okay,
it's good.
Okay.
I mean, I think Sudar Jarvari is like probably overall stronger, but like they do two things.
Yeah,
good on them.
The problem is dragons just kind of do everything, right? You have very iconic commanders. They have graveyard decks. They have ramp decks. They have more like aggro decks or combo decks. Like you can do a lot with dragons. Is there anyone that's gonna stand for knights here and vote for knights? Or are we just 4-0 sweeping into?
I think I'm going dragons. Right. It doesn't matter what knights do. Like no matter what we could have come up for it's just not beating dragons.
It's
right?
just
no.
a hard matchup, right? That is not the first round
dragons,
matchup that
period.
You want. All right, let's put dragons. I think dragons are going through a 4-0 here, and we'll talk more about knights or more about dragons once we get to the next round because they're gonna be moving on. Let's move on to our next matchup, which I think is actually a super interesting one: goblins versus angels. So two very popular creature types. Two very different creature types. When I think angels, I'm thinking white cards and flying and life gain. When I think goblins, I'm thinking like mono red or low to the ground red base decks, aggro tokens. I'm not sure how to compare these two. What do you guys think? Which of these two creature types, like, what do they have working for them?
Okay.
This one's interesting.
It is. Way harder than Knights vs. Dragons, which was kind of a freebie. This is actually a battle.
So I like goblins a lot, but and also they're one of the most popular commanders even to this day. I think it's almost like a decade at this point, or maybe it is. Krenko Mob Boss, one of the most popular commanders of all time.
Yep.
All it does is spews out tokens. It does it really well. Haste, attack, aggro. You gotta respect the game over there. But yeah, they're go wide, they're aggro. They do that very well. They dabble in other colors a little bit in Lorwyn. There was like
wart.
Boggart Auntie, like returns them. But the one that I like more is like, there's like a Gruul Wart, I believe, that like it gives stuff conspire.
One? Yeah.
Yeah.
Wart
I like
Raid,
that one a lot.
Mother. Also, like Renzo playing stuff off the bottom of your deck. I put that in one of my decks still. What about the angel side, Krim and Phil?
So the angel side, recently angels started getting a new look. They're not just 8 drops. They are like 3 costs that, you know, kind of really lean into the life gain synergies. So almost like a bigger flying soul warden, right? So they went from the giant clunky creatures and whatnot, which was cool. I really like that. Like Giada, you saw Righteous Valkyrie. Lots of it came through Kaldheim. But I'm sorry, guys. When it comes to playstyle, goblins actually does have more versatility. They are an aggro deck, but they're not just an aggro deck. They're a combo deck. And I think that there's a guise of aggression because you think of red, you think of little tiny red men, yes. But they really play like a storm deck or like some kind of creature-based combo deck. Between that, between Kiki Jiki, between all this other stuff. So if we're talking about versatility in play styles, in power level,
That actually, because I just realized too, Zada's in there, and that's like a very
Zada's
different combo-y style deck.
Yes.
Kiki Jiki's a goblin that's like very combo-y. So maybe there is more versatility.
Siege Gang
Phil,
Commander.
What about,
yeah,
what about,
let me
what about
the angels
depth
a bit?
Yeah,
although I do agree, and I would have, just from what I would like to play, I would go angels, but I do agree with Grim here. There is like the Boros angels like Aurelia and Gisela. And you could go, there's this Zygarde, it's like Celestia, and there's some Oars of Angels, but it's usually just Zygarde. And then go big wide things, which I like to play. I do agree with Krim, sadly. Like, goblins do play very aggressive with a lot of combos. And I would, so if everybody votes goblins, I would give the angels my vote. I would not, I would.
Yeah. But you want goblins to win?
I think I have to accept that goblins
I would defend angels a little bit in terms of, I think they have a little bit more variety than goblins. And it's very recent. Like, I think when I think angels, I think big flying creatures that always have to do with life gain. I think, like, I don't think I've ever seen an angel deck that isn't, like, life gain synergy based and big creatures, right? But, you know, Shilgengar, Sire of Famine, is a relatively new commander, but it's fairly popular for
it's
angels.
Not even
and
you see,
like, but, no, it is.
But
it's an
angel deck,
reanimator
so,
deck.
Yeah,
like, okay, it doesn't have an angel in the command zone, but I feel like that's totally fine. And then, like, Zygarde gives you access to green, and, like, Lisa is access to black. So I think there's, like, you can go a little bit aristocratic and stuff with it. But, like, if I took, like, a really
angel
optimized
aristocrat
angel-less,
sounds clunky.
But it's cool. But that gets around its high mana value. If you're just sacking and reanimating and doing stuff, I think it's...
Then you're not really an angel deck, right? You kind of just feel like aristocrats.
But, yeah.
Which is fine. Like, if you're a combo,
I mean,
like,
look,
Cranko combo, you know?
Yeah, if you're Cranko combo, it's not a
Or like Zada.
I mean,
like, is Zada really a goblin Zada, deck, yeah. I guess? Like, you might have some
but
goblins,
there's lots
but you're kind
of goblins in
yeah,
it, right?
Making
like,
goblin tokens.
Lots of angels when you, you reanimate angels.
But goblins have more versatility. Goblins have more versatility in their design. You have Goblin Matron, right? You also have, like, between the commanders, too, you have Shatter Gang Bros. You have all these other, like, rando goblins. But just playing, like, what is it? The Scoop Guy. Not the Scoop Guy. The Snoop Guy. Conspicuous Snoop.
Oh,
you have
Scoop
so many
Guy is Muxus.
Yeah, and then there's Muxus, too. Like, there's a lot of really cool goblins with a bunch of sweet different designs, and they're all very different, right? But angels kind of just do their one thing, and they're iconic for it, don't get me wrong, but, like, they do their one thing. I'm sorry.
I think they're the same, honestly. Like, Kalia is, you sneak the angels in, but you have access to black and red. And Shogungar, okay, you poo-poo it, but it's reanimator. It's cool, and you give access to black. Zygarde, access to green.
They're both creature types that have been there from the very beginning, all the way back to Alpha. Like, these are iconic magic creature types. I do think it's true that both have about the same amount of multicolor stuff. If anything, angels probably have more multicolor possibilities than goblins, which tend to be more mono red focused, I think, than angels do. I think they're actually I think this is very close. Like, I'm still kind of torn on it. Krim's argument about Zod and Kiki has swayed me the most, but I think we got to get our votes in. So I think we actually got to vote on this one. Let's start with Tomer, I guess. Tomer, goblins or angels? What are you going with?
I mean, I was being devil's advocate for angels because I want to give them a fair shake for all the angel fans out
for
there.
The angel
but, like,
lovers.
Personally, I'm a goblin fan.
You're a goblin.
Like, I like
a
goblins.
Goblin fan, yeah.
I'm sorry.
I know, Krim, you're with goblins, right? You made
I'm
a pretty good
goblins.
Argument for goblins. I'll go with goblins too. It's really close, but Krim convinced me. Phil, are you going to give your angels a vote so they get something?
It's going to be. Give him some. So they're not too sad.
Phil's just voting
for
the
it's
underdog.
Not a sweep.
I will say this was a very close one. I think this was very close. But goblins
it's better
moving on.
More of a fight than dragons and knights, although historically in lore, those
we
are
even talk
very
about dragons because it's just like given.
They're going to battle the goblins next round and we'll get into them a little more. But let's move on to our next matchup. Vampires, another classic magic tribe, versus cats. More of a newcomer to the scene in the last 10 years or so. Cats have really become a popular thing with commander precons. I think vampires have one of the most popular commanders of all time, right? And Edgar Markov, like literal S tier, about as good as it gets. Cats, nothing quite that popular, but like Arabo is pretty popular. Rin and Siri is like half a cat deck. You got a Johnny from Modern Horizons that's been catching on a little bit. What do you guys think of this battle? Vampires versus cats.
Okay.
like you had mentioned, right, cats are, look, my cat's not in the room, so I can say this right now, but cats are the newcomers, and you're right, like, because of that, that just means they haven't had the rich history that vampires have had, right? And so for me, I am going to go with vampires. You also have so many different style of vampires, like you had mentioned, like Edgar, right? Haymaker in there. You even have Streffen. You have Evelyn. You have Morbius. I'm just kidding about Morbius. But like you have so many different, like different vampires that are all iconic, like Olivia Voldaren. And I'm sorry, I love cats, but I think vampires are a sweep.
I think for me, the biggest thing here is I feel like cats kind of do one thing, which is you play a bunch of cats and make a bunch of cat tokens, right? I'm really struggling to think of cat decks that aren't in some way doing that, like going wide with cat tokens. Vampires, I actually think Edgar Markov is a point against vampires for me because it's the one you see the most and it overshadows a lot of cool commanders. But if you look at the other vampire commanders, you have Edgar Markov that is a like go wide vampire token deck, but then like Alenda is more of like a sacrifice deck, or Kevlina is more of like a sacrifice deck. Evelyn is more of like a theft style deck, right? You have Life Gain Shenanigans and like Vito and Asterion. So you get a lot of different play styles there. So I think for me, I would have to go vampires just based on having way more depth. I feel like vampires can do a lot of things. Cats kind of do one thing, like they do that thing pretty well and they are cute and people love them. But yeah, I think vampires got to take my vote. But what do you think, Tomer and Phil?
Got to defend cats.
Defend the cats.
I don't want to. But so we say cats do only one thing. They usually go wide. It's true. They usually go wide. You make tokens. They usually, some of them boost with the lifelink. Like there's like some cat lord that like gives them lifelink as well. That's fun. Yeah. But like they actually do other things too. So that's Rin and Sari type thing. Erebow though, literally Erebow, which was I think one of the very first cat commanders out there. It's actually a go tall one. It gives +3/+3 to a cat, and then you can double the power of a cat. So going wide is actually not really good with it. It wants to go tall, which is a little bit different. A Johnny is a little bit of a Boros cat aristocrats, which I think is kind of cute. It's go wide too, obviously. The more cats you have, it's better. But yeah, there's a little bit of, but obviously
I get equipment stuff. Kemba. Yeah. There's some Kembas that are pretty equipment heavy, although they also make cat tokens, but you make those cat tokens.
Nobody really plays it, but it's fine.
Yeah. Maybe there's some diversity within the cat token making. They do it in different ways, but I still think vampires beat them out there.
Gross oversimplification of cats, right? Because it doing the cat thing is still different within it, but like vampires there's so much more.
Vampires have so much depth. Now that Seth said cut out Edgar Markov, then it gets interesting.
You have Don Ondo.
Evelyn and everything.
I know. Vampires would be so much better if Edgar
vampires
didn't exist.
Vampires are so they have so much versatility and depth to them. They're very Mardu-based, obviously, very Rakdos-based. Edgar Markov is kind of like the biggest strike against vampires.
It overshadows the rest of them.
Yeah, it doesn't Strephon do anything. It just makes more vampires.
Streffon is
the
other so ones cool.
Streffon is very cool.
Streffon like does blood tokens and he's cheating in big vampires, so you want to be top heavy as opposed to Edgar, who's like low to the ground, very low mana value stuff. Evelyn is Grixis and it's theft, and like Carmen's like life gain and
don't
stuff.
Forget Don Andre on the Grixis theft one.
Sure. And there's also like an Olivia that's like madnessy, and I love that. That's so cool. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, oh, but nobody actually plays like a stupid Edgar Markov.
Stupid Edgar.
There.
Although you can even get the cat experience, but except if you replace cats with bats, you got Timothar, Baron of Bats, right? You can then whenever your stuff dies, you can then turn them into bats. How sick is that?
So where do you come down on this, Phil?
Yeah, it's clean. So first of all, I hate Johnny as a commander in Brawl, so I just don't. It's so oppressive. Like if you play a creature deck, it's so bad. So that's not even a cat deck, though. I guess it references cats, but yeah, no, I don't like cats that much. Sorry, cat people. I did turn into a dog guy, though, but dogs are not even in this bracket.
After
that secret lair, I have now learned that there are a lot more cat lovers than dog.
Love
well, you can see oh. the dogs didn't even make the cuts.
So, so cat lovers can be happy that they beat dogs at least, right? Because the dogs didn't even make it. So you, at least you beat out the dogs, but you did not beat out the vampires. Vampires moving on to our next matchup. Dinosaurs versus wizards. And this is another so kind easy. Of interesting. I don't know if it's as easy as you think.
This is a clean cut easy.
This is another battle of like an old school magic creature type in wizards that has been around for a long time, going back to the early days, to a relatively recent creature type. Like, as far as being supported in Commander, I know there's like random fungusaur and like a couple of like old school dinosaurs, but really, as far as being like a Commander playable creature type, it's relatively new coming from Ixalan and some Commander precons, but it's very powerful and very popular. I actually think, I know where you're going, Krim. I know you're hard mashing wizards for sure, like 100%. I actually think it's closer than you think. Like, I actually think there's an argument for dinosaurs. And here's my, I'm going to put my argument out there and then you guys can debate it. I think that when you think about Commander, the heart of the Commander format is big Timmy magic, right? It's not little sneaky synergies where you're flashing something in and then you're playing your patron wizard and countering people's stuff. It's just like, I'm going to play big stupid creatures and I'm going to attack with big stupid creatures and we'll see what happens. And I think dinosaurs, more than almost any creature type or more than most creature types, exemplify that. It's just like, if you want to play big Battlecruiser Timmy magic, dinosaurs do that super well. So I actually think for Commander in specific, in 60 card formats it'd be different, but I actually think I would vote for dinosaurs here just because I feel like the way work is the way people were meant to play Commander, like what the format was about when it was originally started. But I want to hear what you guys think.
Let's go deeper than Commander here, okay? What is magic?
Wow, we're going to existential.
We're going to ask that. And I know that when I think of magic and the name of magic and
Wizards
mana
of
and
the
all
Coast.
Of that, okay, yeah. I'm relevant of that, right? Like, I am thinking of wizardry. I am thinking of spell casting. Ain't no way my favorite character is Doctor Strange, Sorcerer Supreme, wizard, essentially. So one of the coolest things, if you want to talk about fantasy, is spell casting. And that is, what are you doing if not flinging instances and sorceries, getting rewarded for it, and they've turned numerous ways to make wizards not just like a storm deck, but like, example, just recently Final Fantasy brought Kuja, which cares about the number of black mages you have, which plays with wizards. You have so many cool things. You can copy spells, which is like Timmy, but for spells. Okay, copying spells is like for a wizard the same feeling a Timmy gets when they cast like Colossal Dreadmaw, right? So I'd argue that on the other side of that, wizards enables you to do the spell casty things, right? And that is what I think of and what I love about like magic.
Those are good points.
You're just playing one wizard in the command zone and then casting spells. Also, it's clearly dinosaurs. I don't even know what we're talking about. Like, I don't even play them or plan to play them. And it's not even quite my play style, but it is so much cooler than slinging. I do like spell slinger decks, but that's not
but
even
it's
that
not, but it's not just...
Like, you play with your commander and then you trigger it with instant sorceries, but this is like you play... Like Gishad, swing in and get more dinosaurs.
So many dinosaurs.
Or you play the Doomblade to kill the Gishad while you're sitting there.
Wizards aren't just instant sorceries, though. Like, the most popular one is Anala. That one's focused primarily on playing a lot of wizards, but mostly into the battlefield triggers, too. Eminence, yes. Because you can make copies of it. But then also, another thing that wizards have been doing for a very, very long time has been like in their I don't know, signature spell book, I guess, for a very, very long time, is tapping to do things. So that's kind of emblematic with Azami. Azami, you just tap a wizard, you draw a card. Yep. But there's like Patron Wizard, which is you like tap a wizard, you counterspell.
Supreme Inquisitor.
There's like Arcanist, where you tap and you draw cards. And then you have like other wizards that are like untapping him and stuff. So there's like tap, untap. There's enter the battlefield effects. There's instant sorceries mattering. So there's a big variety there.
But it is unfair. It is unfair, though, because wizards have been around longer, so there's more depth for it. So I'll bat for that with dinosaurs.
I wouldn't even say this. Like, there's Indominus Rex. There's Zakama is insane. Although
what about
oppressive.
But Phil,
Gishad,
Obeka.
And Atla Palani. There's this weird something that when it pings itself, Indoraptor,
the hybrid.
It's crazy.
Don't do anything. Dinosaurs had the coolest mechanic ever that I absolutely loved. It was so unique. It was Enrage. Whenever they take damage, they have a trigger and it's cool. And then you had a bunch of abilities like pinging your dinosaurs or doing burn spells, like little burn spells. Dragons are very big, high toughness. So you do little burn spells and you kill the smaller creatures that are not dinosaurs and they get triggered and they get enraged and they ramp you and they do damage and they draw cards and it was super cool. And I was like, hell yeah, dinosaurs are so cool. They had a couple of those in the first Ixalan. And then when they brought it back, nothing. They're done with it. They stopped. And then dinosaurs, the most bland, generic Timmy crap I've ever seen. It's just boring, nothing unique to them, all stripped away. Pentlaza is the only thing that cares about blinking, by the way. If you look at it, you're like, oh, maybe Pentlaza, like I'll make a blink that gets just Pentlaza. All the other dinosaurs, they don't give a shit. And it's like, boring. I'm going wizard easily.
I will say that I agree that there's more depth to wizards as far as play style. Like, I think there's more different ways that you can play with wizards. I think it is partly what Grim said, that they've been around and been supported for a lot longer, which I think is part of that. A lot of dinosaur decks are kind of doing the same thing to me, which is putting big dinosaurs into play. But I just think that's like such a cool, dinosaurs are cool. And like being Timmy is what Commander is all about. And wizards, like, think of a new player playing Commander. Are they going to go find like some wizard deck where they can flash in their 2/2 and bounce your thing or with Venser or whatever? Or are they going to be like, oh my God, that dinosaur is so big and it puts more dinosaurs into play? I think it's got to be. I'm sticking with dinosaurs.
I don't know, man.
I'm gonna anger dinosaur players. They're just dragons without wings. They're just less cool.
Yeah,
dragons.
They don't do anything exciting.
They had one cool mechanic. And apparently it wasn't popular because they didn't bring it back. And now they have nothing. They put a Pentlaza in the command zone and like, oh, but blink deck. You're just a Pentlaza deck that happened to have things that have mesh card type.
That's the spirit of this podcast.
I think this
is, first of all, they are like dragons, but they're not completely overpowered because they want to please fans every time they print anything with dragons. And then there's
no identity.
We gotta make a new superpower. The identity is, this is the creature type that deserves the identity. Big creatures. Big Timmy creatures.
That's not the unique. One dragons creature just type. Do it better. They fly.
Yeah, no, dragons do everything.
They breathe fire.
It's their baby. Yeah, yeah. This All one right. is the creature type that deserves the Timmy thing.
So,
and one creature type needs to do this, and it's
I think I how go ahead, Grim.
I'm not gonna lie to you. I'm sorry. Dinosaurs are cool, but like the imagery of just like being attacked and then just spawning like an ice wall. Just like something like that, or denying a spell by just countering, right? Like in my head, like using magic to defend yourself is so cool. And I think that is infinitely more interesting than a giant, non-flying dragon.
Yourself. That's so much cooler.
So we need to wrap up this debate, or this podcast is never going to end. And I think we're at an impasse. Right now, it's 2 for dinosaurs, 2 for wizards. Before we go to our very scientific tie-breaking procedure, is anyone going to change their vote and break the tie naturally before we go to tiebreakers? Anyone switch in? All right, so
this is obviously true.
So the way I decided to break ties for this is just randomly messaging Richard in Discord and naming the 2 creature types without telling him what we're doing. So I asked him dinosaurs or wizards, no context, and Richard snapped back dinosaurs. So dinosaurs going through 3-2 against the wizards. So but if you're upset, email Richard at mtggoldfish.com. he'll take all the feedback. But let's move on to, oh man, I thought this was going to be an easy one. But then I remembered Krim is here, and he was already shouting about fairies before he even started the podcast. Elves versus fairies. 2 very iconic creature types. Little demure flyers versus little green creatures. Krim, I know you love the fairies. Why don't you convince us why fairies is the winner here?
I mean, come on, right? They're little tiny flying tricksters.
I rest my case.
My case come is on. Because they're cool. No. They're little tiny tricksters, right? I know everybody thinks when they think of fairies, they think of like, I don't know, Tinkerbell or something like that, right? But in actual like mystical like kind of like worlds, they're little tiny tricksters that do all sorts of evil things, and they cast spells on top of that. And then like in Magic, the game, having Flash, having tiny little like bodies, but the offset of that, to offset that, they do cool things on ETB. I love the spell stutter sprites. I love Vendilion Click, just kind of messing with your opponent's hands, right? The art of fairies is also just beautiful. Like you look at the landscape in the world of like Morrowind. Like you have all these vivid colors, this very fantasy element, and then you also just, I don't know, I just love the idea of little snickering fairies, like, you know, just being annoying and like laughing as they fly away after countering you and thought seizing you. And I don't know, historically, every fairy just does a lot of stuff at instant speed. And I love that. I love like Flash. I know they all do something fancy, like whether it's Mistbind Click, tapping down your opponent's mana. I don't know. I feel like there's a lot more fun and a lot more work when it comes to getting a win with fairies. And I think elves,
but I would agree. Yeah.
But there's weaker. More decision, right? Like you are punished more when you misplay with fairies than you like. And when as elves, true. It's just like, you know what's going to happen, right? I'm going to play one elf. Can you answer this elf? No. Okay. Well, it's going to tap to make 40 mana. And then now all my elves make 40 mana. And then you've essentially lost elf to what ball. Is a fireball in creature form. Right. So it all funnels into that, right? And I feel like the idea of beating people down with a bunch of little paper cuts, aka like 1/1 flyers, is so much more interesting to me.
I will admit that I feel like a lot of elves decks do the same thing. Like whenever I think of elves, I think, oh, they're just going to spew a bunch of elves, and then their commander is going to care about them spewing a bunch of elves, and then they're going to play like a crater hoof or something, and I'm going to die. Like, is that what all elf decks do? Like, am I missing something, Tomer or Phil, about elves? Or are they actually just all kind of elf ball decks?
Well, you can also go Voja, Naya elf ball.
That's still elf ball. Whoa. It's even more with Ward.
There's a bad one. There's Simic elves in Lord of the Rings. Where they had Scry. I thought the Scry something was actually very cool.
It just wasn't very
there's
powerful,
not a lot of
right?
it.
Like, there's not enough of it to really make it back.
I need to show you my answer very easily visually.
Yeah, I'll let you give my one argument there. Elf balling is incredibly fun. I know
that is
because we do it every play every week and stuff.
Wow.
It is very fun. Wow,
wait, do you
Thomas
actually
going
is it,
deep?
No, that's gotta be a print, right? You don't have the original. That looks so sweet.
The original. No.
I was gonna say Thomas Bougie, the original. Spelter sprite.
But okay, so in defense of elves, I feel like they're incredibly iconic to Magic, the Gathering as a whole, just like wizards are. They don't have that much depth. They're elf bar mostly. But like fairies don't really have any depth too, let's be honest. Like they're Flash. Look, I prefer elves every single day of the week. I'll play fairies any day of the week, but like fairies is just you play on your opponent's turn, your Drago control basically, right? And you play a little
No. You're not matters. You're okay, especially in Commander, because Richard will debate this. Yeah. Tempo doesn't exist, but I think that tempo does exist in Commander. And I think to play a tempo game in Commander is even more difficult than normal, right? So I think that there's bigger.
So they're worse than elves.
Keep saying how hard it is to win with fairies. Is yeah.
No,
there's just more in this argument.
Yeah, okay. If you want to talk about what's more powerful, I think elves are, because elves generically will all funnel into the same thing, right? They do the same thing, and it doesn't matter whereas I feel like fairies, you get way more deeper decision trees. I think the play style of it is so much more interesting. Okay.
I would agree. I don't know if that means
been doing
it beats
their
elves.
Thing since Alpha. I think they had support in Alpha. No,
yeah, Llanowar.
So like, I don't know.
They do their thing. They're one thing of generating a ton of mana, because that lore wise makes sense, right? Like, hey, they are in tune with the resources and the nature of it, right? But like, I'm sorry,
Yes, fairies do play on your opponent's turn, but what are they doing on your opponent's turn? And on top of that, depending on who, like, let's just go with, oh, well, I flash and Mistbind click. Am I going to tap down, like, this person's mana, or am I going to tap down the other person's mana? There's a lot of, like, decisions and within the decisions, and I like that. When you Vendilion click somebody, you got to choose the right person, right? Am I also going to Vendilion click myself? Right? Like, oh, so...
I definitely agree that
I prefer fairies.
There's more play to fairies. Like, if like you probably enjoy, well, I guess it depends on your play style, but I can see why someone would enjoy playing fairies more, because there's so many decision points and it makes you feel like you're really like playing magic and being smart about it. Like, yeah, so it makes sense to me. It's still like just on how powerful the elves are, it's hard for me to vote against them though. Like, it's tough. I feel like in Commander in specific, if we're talking 1v1 formats, I think it would be flipped and I'd definitely be Team Fairies. But in Commander in specific, I think the power of the elves to me is enough to defeat the fairies, even though I agree that fairies offer more like diversity with the game, with like how you can actually play the game, if that makes sense. But it's just hard for me to go against
the elves. Let me ask you this. Okay. Yes. My counter argument to that is yes. Okay, you're right. But because of the elves' power, when someone sits down and they're like, in Commander, I'm playing elves, you know deep down a big part of you is groaning.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
I'm like, a little bit. Like, oh, God, they're going to outfollow me.
It's no different than
the
goblins,
experience
though,
is
right?
How
like,
this
goblins,
goes.
Goblins yeah, are going to turn it to 11 on, like, turn 2.
Or dragons.
It's like,
But elves will actually, like, here's the thing. You know that if you let the elf player play the game, you're going to lose.
The same with goblins.
Yeah. It's my kind of magic.
No, because goblins are going to take a little bit of, like, a few pieces and set up and whatnot. You can stop that. But elves, they all do one thing. They all make mana. They all do that.
You're going to give my Zada deck a couple turns, Krim? I'm very thankful.
Well, that, you know, maybe not your Zada, but normal goblins. But, like, you know what I mean? Like,
crank
on. I think so, that if I sat down with fairies, well, let's not bring up dragons. Let's not bring up any of that, right? If I told you fairies or elves, elves,
well,
you know,
you
are just going
to
be a bunch of little.
We got to go to.
We got to.
No.
We got to. I think we've decided.
Yeah.
Elves or fairies? Oh man!
So where are the votes going, Tomer? What do you vote in?
I prefer fairies 9 times out of 10, but elves is just the better.
I'm sorry,
one.
I'm a fairy sorry, faithful, yeah. and
that's,
I'm a believer. I'm going
I'm
fairies.
A, that's right. I was thinking about it. I'm like, if I was building a deck for Commander Clash, I would rather play fairies than elves.
Yeah.
But in the context of Commander as a whole, I just can't see voting for fairies over elves.
Wizards and
elf
fairies
is crazy
are
fun.
Not
I'm
in
not
this
even,
tier
yeah.
list.
Yeah,
at this point, I don't care.
Elf
whatever wins,
fine.
I'm sorry. Like,
I'm sorry. Krim, you have good arguments, but I think you're outvoted.
Okay, I just
want to
say,
one.
Though, before this, it's going to be so boring
so bad,
if it's elves,
to win with.
Dragons, or in the finals, guys. Come on.
We still got more to go. Our next matchup might not be that boring. Actually, it might be incredibly boring. Humans versus pirates.
And I'm going to start humans on a boat?
I'm going to start off by saying, I kind of hate that humans are even on a thing in Magic. I really, really don't think they should be like a supported creature type, because everything's a human, which makes it feel like super boring to me. And pirates are cool. So I don't even care that humans are better and have way more cards, because they're humans. Of course they have way more cards. So I like pirates. But what do you guys think about this
one? So you like humans on a boat.
Wait, this is just the fairy defense.
You want to talk about diversity, Tomer. They
I thought
have
we,
at least
we had all
two
these
Admiral Brackett Brasses,
about
I'm
depth
just saying.
And versatility and power. We're throwing it out the window, apparently.
That
wasn't like humans.
That was apparent when we chose dinosaurs over wizards. So,
I'll change my vote. I'll go to fairies. And if we're just picking the one we like the most, I'm going to go to fairies.
Okay. I'll go. Yes, okay. Objectively, it should be humans. I know. Phil, what do you think? You haven't weighed in on this. Humans
so
are
when
pirates.
I thought about this list, if it's up to me, humans might win. Because both of my favorite creatures like,
are human.
Humans have so many.
Tireless
they don't really
tracker,
have an identity
Phil.
Because they're like five color everything. But that allows that such a deep card pool. And then from Silver and Trin to Caesar, Eowyn, they have everything. And then there's Catilda, which is, that is kind of like elf ball without the elvish ears. aggressive draw cards. Wynota, Adeline,
Joda.
Joda. So many legendaries. Like, they go very deep. And that's simply just because every set has 100 to 200 humans. But, they are pretty cool. Very cool human decks.
I don't think there's actually a good argument for pirates, honestly.
Well, I think pirates are kind of cool in that, like, they attack. They steal things. No, they steal things, and they have like a very treasure-based thing. So they're like very theft.
Yeah.
Like, when I think pirates,
very thematic for
pirates,
I think
what the hostage taker or whatever. Mm-hmm. I think stealing from the top of the library, like breaches does. I think making treasures and using treasures for cool things. There's like one of my favorite pirate cards is like when your pirates enter, you make tap treasure tokens, and then your treasure tokens become equipments, and then you just like pick up your pirates pick up equipments and start punching people in the face with it. It's funny. I like it. But like humans have like Mardu, there's Selesnya. One of my favorite human decks is actually Crims, like the Trin and Silvar. I think that's so cool. It's like Mardu human aristocrats, and you're feeding a giant tiger thing.
Your cats, humans,
and it's very funny. But it's also like in Jeskai, it's cool.
Speaking of depth, like, here's the problem. I just looked it up on Scryfall. There are 169 pirates in Magic. There are 4,048 humans in Magic.
Almost of the pirates are human.
Also, some
magnitudes
are
more.
Yes.
And some of them are also human. So
pirates have orcs. I like orcs.
Ooh, orcs, they're cool. Yeah, they are cool. I mean, pirates are cooler, but I don't think we're doing the coolest creature type in Commander podcast. So, Krim, what do you think about this? Are you also team human?
I mean, pirates don't happen, right? Unless humans exist on a boat, right? So,
I mean, we have shark pirates. Captain, whatever his name is.
That was interesting, yeah.
But you don't get the classic pirates, right? You don't get like the Grixis one, Admiral Beckett Brass.
Ragavan is reason enough to vote against pirates.
I think pirates are actually stronger than humans, honestly, like at a high level. Like, Malcolm is kind of busted.
Okay. That's,
it combos with like a ham sandwich.
That's not a pirate deck.
You need pirates.
Combo with another pirate, though, right?
Yes, there's one. There's, I forget the name. Like, taps when you make a pirate or a
Wynota.
I mean,
if you just go on top end, though, Winota's pretty busted. Like, as far as an actual high end, like, competitive kind of commander. But are we 4-0 humans?
Yeah,
are we locking
humans,
it in?
Right.
For the sake of, moving on. All right. Humans move on. Oh, that's going to be interesting next round. Oh, boy. Speaking of tough matchups, we're almost to round one. We got two more matchups. Zombies versus Slivers. Two very iconic creature types.
It's unfortunately easy.
This is so easy, though. Okay,
what are you guys going to... I'm not going to say anything. How's it easy? Let me know who's winning.
It's zombies.
It's zombies, but...
It's zombies.
But I have something afterwards, after...
Okay, Phil, what were you going to say, Phil?
My first deck ever was a Sliver deck, and my brother's first deck was a zombie deck back in Legions.
Who we used to win.
Then for Commander Clash, I thought, I'm going to play Slivers, and it's just painting by numbers and just playing cards that say, play this in Slivers, and then board wipe, and you're dead. So turns out Slivers play, it's cool, but they play so boring. And zombies, I don't even know if they go too deep. They all kind of do similar things, but the thing they do is pretty cool, and it's zombies. They are
zombies
so cool.
Zombies are aristocrats, right? They're graveyard aristocrats, which is very black.
I mean, you also get token synergies to some extent, like orc armies and allied, like zombie armies.
You also get self-mill.
It drains people. You also
get some combos.
Yeah, you
get Mikaios. Hashaton is pretty cool, but... zombie decks.
I would say slivers have
cool
more depth because you can't put all the slivers in the same deck, and they do little different things.
Well, you can't. You get
zombies are aristocrats and drain and tokens. Like, wow, are we daring today playing black? Are we? Like, it's like okay, that's like you can name every single black deck as
but like
as that
Temet.
Basically.
Temet also rewards you for how much you draw. Like, you know what I mean, in a turn. So there's a lot to do within zombies, and I don't know. I think just the idea of reanimation off of Seth's argument for dinosaurs. Because if you think about what is one of the coolest things, it's like being a necromancer, right? Bringing stuff back from the dead.
That's
got aura, right? Like, and maybe not literally. Actually, no, there is an aura for that. But like the idea of just reanimating and being a necromancer is so cool.
My first custom, like non-precon deck was a Thraxamundar zombie deck. 2011, yeah. Grixis zombies, Thraxamundar at the helm. Super fun.
Yep. I mean, the slivers, they do the same thing. I know you said you don't just put all the slivers in the deck, and that is like technically true, but you kind of do just put all the good slivers in the deck. And then no matter what sliver commander you're playing, you're probably going to play the same like 30 cards that you just swap over and then change up like a handful of cards because they're all like, they're all essentially doing the same thing in a different way. It's like they're all saying just play as many slivers as possible, and they're all going to power each other up. So I think because of that, it's got to be zombies. Are we 4-0-ing this one? Is there anyone going to stand for slivers?
So slivers also have like they can go Grave Mother, and it's like a graveyard deck or another thing.
Yeah.
Zombies, but slivers. I want to give a big shout out that Wizards of the Coast invented. It invented a creature type, and it became very popular.
That's pretty cool.
I love slivers. They're super iconic, and invented them twice. They invented them, and then ruined them, and then invented them again.
Yeah, true.
Well, the best sliver set hasn't existed yet, in that I think slivers, they touched up on it with Edge of Eternity.
Slivers
being cool
in space.
Space creatures.
Yeah, space sliver set.
That once you put slivers in space, I lock in. I'm going to lock in. That's sick.
So you're saying if we do this in a couple years, slivers might actually compete.
Yeah,
but for
now,
we've
got to revisit this.
All right.
Huge kudos to Wizards of the Coast to actually like make an iconic creature type from scratch. That's momentous.
And I will say some of my favorite commander games have been when we've all played slivers together. Like if you would go back through the years, we've done this like maybe 3 or 4 times.
We broke MTGO like 50 times.
We've done it in paper. We've done it on Modo. I've loved it every time. It just leads to absolute. So this is no shade at slivers, but zombies. Zombies taken down 4-0. All right. Our last. Ooh, this is kind of interesting too. Our last first round matchup. Eldrazi, the big colorless, quote-unquote, sometimes devoid colorless creatures, versus merfolk, little blue creatures, the elves of the sea, you might say.
That's so easy.
Little blue men.
I'm
really?
Sorry.
What makes it easy, Tomer? What are we going with?
Like, what are merfolk's going to do? They're like, oh, I'm a tutu. Oh, look, I have a little trick. They're like bad fairies. They're boring fairies. I'm sorry.
That is actually true. I would definitely
think of all the things that the merfolk has going for it is that they touched green, so they have counter synergy now. Yep. And Hackbell's broken. But, like, if you just take the core of what merfolk is, they're just poser fairies. I'm sorry. Ooh,
guys,
I have island one.
Hold on. What are we talking about? The only reason merfolk can't pop off in Commander is because the playstyle that we know merfolk for is hated in casual Commander. Because if I turn all your lands into islands and I mess with your mana base, that's a no-go, right?
It's true. That is true. Yeah,
but Eldrazi players are popular, and they annihilate your board.
Yeah.
They annihilate your
board,
yes. You
don't get to keep anything. You don't even have to keep your lands.
If they have their mana, right? But, like, if, let's say I just mess with your mana base, like, back to basics, do all of this stuff, right? In mono blue or, like, blue-green, like merfolk, there's a lot of mana denial, a lot of resource denial there. Mm. I'm not going to say that, like, I think that Eldrazi or, like, that merfolk are cooler than Eldrazi. I think Eldrazi are very nice and, like, cool spaghetti lords. But merfolk has more play and can probably... I mean, what was it, Seth? Modern. Eldrazi's colorless Tron would always get pantsed by spreading seas, right?
That is true. Yeah, power level wise, if you could disrupt the lands, merfolk would get a lot stronger. I definitely agree with that. Sure. I think that is true. If you could be dropping back to basics and stuff like that, you would definitely win way more with merfolk than you do now. My big criticism of merfolk is they're just kind of boring. Like, are they not kind of boring? I think merfolk
are
kind of boring.
Let me ask you this.
Eldrazi
as someone who's
so
gotten
iconic.
Annihilated if the gonna... most on Commander Clash
oh, God,
out of anybody.
I hate getting annihilated.
Oh,
man,
like,
it is the
worst.
It's
also like, If you take like what Merfolk is good at, I can show you like five other like blue creatures that are doing basically the same thing. Whereas Eldrazi, entirely unique, again, creature type, built from scratch. Well, they're Lovecraftian beasts, but I mean like it's a magic take on it. Yeah. And then Colorless Matters is like it's just them, basically. Only them are doing this specific type of thing. So every single Eldrazi deck, while they probably all play kind of the same, they're very, like, they're incredibly distinct from any other creature type in Magic. And I think that's really cool. Like, only they are doing these things.
In that same way, is Merfolk not really cool? Because, example, Island Walk, early Merfolk had Island Walk, right? And the idea that they can rule the seas...
Yeah.
That's kind of cool.
I mean, merfolk
are kind of cool. I don't know if I ever told you. Did you know that I just realized that merfolk was like a mermaid, merperson reference? I realized that like a year ago after I'd been playing Magic. I was like, wait a minute. These are supposed to be like merfolk. They're supposed to be like mermaids, aren't they?
Wow.
I just thought they were like fish people. And then I was like, wait, that's actually a mermaid, isn't it?
By the way, yes. My first Magic deck ever was a merfolk deck. My brother got me into Magic. We played out of a shoebox. Well, I played out of a shoebox. He had an actual red deck with goblins and Shivan dragons. And then he gave me just a box and he's like, build a deck out of it. So I had like Merfolk of Pearl Trident and like two Lord of Atlantis. And he would just crush me every single game until I learned the counter spells are really good. So like that was fun, but like, yeah.
Counter spells, I mean, though, are in everything blue, but I do think that, like, when you play against a Merfolk deck, though, Tomer, doesn't it feel like you're just getting absolutely dumpstered by the ocean?
Look, if you told me you have to play Modern and you have to play Merfolk or Eldrazi, again, I'll choose Merfolk every single time, 100%.
But Commander as well. Right, like Kiora, you get to spawn 8/8 Octopus. You get like
probably
a lot of Kraken.
I don't really like playing
Eldrazi.
The thing is, 8/8 Octopus ain't nothing compared to an Ulamog or a Kozilek.
Sure.
Like, if we're just looking at
the
raw power, the Eldrazi are just so big. And if we're going to give Slivers points for being like Magic's iconic thing that they made up themselves, I think we got to give Eldrazi at least some points for that, even though it is like Lovecraftian or whatever. But still, like, I think it's one of the most iconic. I'm Eldrazi. Let's get our votes in, finish out this round. Anyone going Merfolk?
I'm going Merfolk.
Going Merfolk. All right. 3-1 Eldrazi take down Merfolk. And now we move on to the hard rounds. So we've gotten all the chaff out of here. We're on to only the top eight creature types. I'm sorry, fairies. I didn't
mean. Fairies are chaff?
The fairy shade. I'm sorry. He said to the person holding a Spellstutter Sprite. All right.
My favorite card of all time.
Let's move on to round two. And apparently we got to figure out which iconic mono red mostly creature type is going to move on to the semis. It is dragons versus goblins. Two iconic creature types going back to the beginning of Magic, but I mean, dragons just have way more flexibility and options, right? Goblins the same thing, but dragons
I'm
do a whole bunch
dragons
of different
are
things.
The teamy creature. It's like, they're dragons. Yeah. They're like dinosaurs, but they have magic, like, and they fly, and they have wings, and they breathe fire, and they do multiple things. Stupid dinosaurs.
Oddly enough,
got robbed.
It does feel unfair to get paired against dragon in a tier bracket, because they are like the poster child of anything magic related, right? Like, I love dragons. Everyone loves dragons.
And even
it's
if
dragon versus
EDH
dragon
track.
Food, okay.
And even just
they are
EDH
called
track,
dragon fodder for a reason.
Exactly.
It is the most played creature type too. Like that is just like the number one that most people have built the decks around them. I love goblins. I love Goblin Grenade. I love the creature type, but it's got to be dragons. Anyone going to go with goblins here? Is it a sweep?
They also have, like, five color depth.
I am trying to mentally think about if there's a reason I wouldn't vote goblins. Or I wouldn't vote dragons, I mean. And
dragons
so
are just so flexible, and they're just cooler. I'm sorry. Goblins are cool, too. I love goblins.
They're
very funny.
Okay, but dare I say that if in a 1v1 battle, goblins win, right? I think goblins would win.
Oh,
like a competitive
kind of
like in Magic, though. In Magic the Gathering.
Oh, if you're just gonna play a game of Magic, who would win?
Yeah.
I would rather be on the goblin side, just because I think I'd be aggro and go underneath in a 1v1. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, If we are, I know you all talked about power levels earlier. That's, conveniently yeah. for
we're
elves.
We're talking about commander. We're not talking about
yeah,
one.
Talking
about
commander. Yeah, but even
like commander channel,
even in commander, right? Even in commander, yeah. goblins no. is going to be faster.
I think it no. changes. Okay. Well, like goblins will be faster, ooh. But if I was like. You get to play one pod for your life, right? You have to win this pod or else it's curtains for you. I think I take dragons, right? Like I've over goblins.
You
like
would take
I think
the
I'd
giant
play,
clunky
I play Ur-Dragon or Miriam or something.
And not even clunky.
Like,
goblins are also, they'll win way faster, but you get one board wipe and Krenko scoops
yeah,
it up. Like,
less
that's just how it is.
Yeah.
Like,
but
like
the mono
rat
also.
Plus, I think dragons literally eat them. Well, not literally, because none of them exist. But.
Dragons are like, you play a dragon, it dies. Okay, I play another big dragon, it doesn't die. Okay, yeah. you're dead. Like, that's.
Mm. You play your dragon, draw me cards, put me in a place. Yes.
Or you play Mirim and you make a million clones of your giant dragons and you win that way. That's pretty fun.
If anything, dragons are so good, they're bad. We should be docking them points for just being so busted. Yeah. All right, Grimmer. Are you going goblins?
Decks.
Are you actually going
okay,
goblins?
Okay, well, I like dragons more. Krimmer, but
can.
I think on a power level.
Ooh.
No.
I think goblins
I don't
win.
In commander, I 1v1 I hard agree. In commander though, I actually think dragons win on power level too. Maybe like outside of a super optimized Krenko deck. I think if you're playing like the most CDH version of Krenko, you probably beat a random dragon deck. But I think like a random casual pod where you're playing like semi-optimized stuff, I would rather be dragons personally.
I think if your player doesn't believe in interaction, goblin sweeps it. But like if I'm playing against Krim, do I want to bring a dragon deck or do I want
That's
to bring
what I mean.
A goblin deck? There's no way I'm bringing goblins. I'm sorry.
But wouldn't goblins be better? Because then there's no one key goblin that I would just have I can remove
Krenko.
And shut your whole game plan. Well, Krenko's not enough. Krenko's not enough because you then have Muxus to refill. And then if you have a Purphoros on board, it doesn't matter because all you need to do is just play a thing, right? Whereas, like, there
it's
are key dragons I can
anymore.
Remove, and I know I've got time to set up.
You just board wipe
you don't have too much
time
to set up
it's
against
over.
Dragons. Like, dragons are like, you can wrath them, but then next turn you gotta wrath them again and again, especially with Mirren. And they have the protection. The problem is Mono Rat doesn't really have a comeback to us. Like, if you get wrathed...
Or
I don't know, you can't draw cards, you don't have protection, you can't mass reanimate, it's just over. And then five color dragons, oh my.
They're also, crazy. Like, goblins are so one note. Like, yeah, okay, they have a little bit, like, they have, like, one, two other goblin commanders that are dabble in other colors, but, like, really, it's just, like, you make a bunch of goblins and you try to win quickly and that's it. And if you don't win, you die.
And dragons, you do Bladewing Reanimator dragons, or like there's just so many different ways you can go about it. I mean, I think I gotta vote dragons.
It's dragons, right?
I think there's
dragons.
Good points about goblins, but I think the dragons are just gonna be tough to beat. Like they're a really, really strong creature type. But we'll see as
spoiler,
we
spoiler, I'm
forward.
Voting them all the way. I have two is it I have a I have an Izzet dragon deck, a five color dragon deck.
True.
I'm working another Izzet dragon deck. It's so fun. Oh.
I don't know. I could see an upset coming. I could see an upset coming in the future. But
I don't know who would
beat
dragons. I do not know who would be dragons.
Well, let's see, because whoever
definitely
wins
not
this
dinosaurs.
Round is going up against dragons,
dinosaurs.
Next round. Vampires
Ixalan Classic
versus dragons. Yes, we are actually doing the Ixalan battle here. Phil, which of these Ixalan creature types are you going for?
Okay, that's actually hot. I would have snapped said dinosaurs. But I do have to admit that vampires are very deep.
Yeah.
Dinosaurs are green, though.
You
can play
Tali
and like Season of Gathering and discuss expertise.
Phil, wizards were deep as well.
I feel like this is a tougher matchup. I feel like vampires are like better wizards.
Vampires have some actually cool things going on. Dinosaurs are just Naya big creatures.
Yeah, the
cool
thing is
the
dinosaur.
They're so boring.
Y'all are just setting up dinosaurs to get obliterated by dragons in the next I say it right now.
If dinosaurs were enraged, I would be like, I would go all the way with dinosaurs if they actually stuck with it. But they have no interesting mechanic. Nothing.
I actually think
they have huge power.
They do have huge power. They do have huge power.
In green of all things.
Mm. I actually think
I've never seen a creature in green that has huge power. Dinosaurs.
The vampires have an argument here. Like, I think the depth of vampires is the difference. So, like, dinosaurs beat wizards last time. I don't view the wizards as being an especially deep creature type. Vampires, I view as being an incredibly deep, like, one of the deepest creature types. It's been around since the beginning. It still gets supported constantly. You can do a whole bunch of different, like, from control to aggro, from madness to life gain. There's so many different play styles. I actually think, as much as I like dinosaurs and like their big timminess, I actually think the fact you can do so many different things with vampires, for me, gives them my vote on this one. Like, yeah, I love the raw power of dinosaurs and just the timmy, like, play my big creature, that's what Commander's about. But you can just do so many different things with vampires that I think that lets them win out on this one. But what do you guys?
I'm voting vampires. Yeah,
vampires.
Also,
I'm voting dinosaurs. Although I do admit they are way deeper than vampires.
If it makes you feel any better, Phil, technically a dinosaur has moved on with sure. the vampires, because Galta and Maverin is a dinosaur vampire.
That's true.
We're still in it.
Plus, I said, dragons are basically just dinosaurs, but better. So they've already moved on to.
Yeah. Plus, the next matchup for whoever wins this is dragons. And I think dragons, dinosaurs would be an absolute cakewalk for dragons. So it might be better the vampires snuck through on that one. All right. Moving to the second half of the bracket in the semis, elves versus humans, which I actually think it's kind of easy. They're both boring aggro creature types where you just like spew your hand of the thing.
One of
them humans can do a whole bunch of other things too. Like humans elves do that. Yeah. Humans mostly do that. But you also can be like an aristocrat deck or a Stax deck or a reanimator deck or something. So I think that even though elves are, I think, arguably more iconic, I actually think humans might just be like a more diverse and interesting creature type in Commander. But I can be convinced. So what do you think, Tomer? I see you squint at me.
So yeah, I think elves are just like very one note. They are elf ball. I'm looking again at the list, and there's Scry that nobody plays, so we can just ignore that. And then like they dabble in black for lateral sake, but it's still elf ball, basically.
Yeah,
it's not an archetype. They're not aristocrats elf ball, are they?
It's Voltron, maybe. You can pump up that Voltron.
I'm actually gonna vote for the elves though, because they are so iconic. And also, yeah, they do elf ball, but they're like the only ones that do elf ball, right? Like what other they're not interchangeable is what I'm. It was what I mean. Like they do one thing,
nothing else. They do it really well, and nothing else.
I guess
the
druids
like they
do the same thing, but like nobody plays druids.
Mm. Yeah, I'd argue that because of that, that's why humans are strong. Because I can't point to any one human and be like, that's the human thing, right? So because of that, I think that's why I'm gonna vote for humans, just because they do everything. That is, unfortunately, being a generic creature type. Like, but and hear me out. I've said this time and time again. In a fantasy game, I'm not just talking from gameplay wise, in like, you know, flavor wise, in a fantasy world and in any magical setting, the most boring thing you can do is roll a human.
That's a strike against it, though. They can do whatever they want. They're generic, and like elves, you know what elves do. And then you're like, okay, what can replace elves here? And it's like nothing. Elf is elf ball, and like they know what they want. They're very good at it, and I think that's good. They're like very iconic.
But humans do it all. Right. And so humans do, as in like humans can play anything, right?
They're too generic. Ugh.
But the thing is, that means that they get to do all sorts of things when you push them together, right? Like you can have the wild wacky west out there. If you just jam five color humans, they oddly kind of synergize with each other in some ways, but you get so many different play experiences, so many wild synergies because, you know, just because they're human doesn't mean they need to be mashed together. But you could do that, and it is pretty damn funny.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think on this one, Phil? That's a tough one.
I agree with all points said.
When it comes down to it, you gotta vote.
I do like elf-balling, but I do also like the five-color humans. Every game will just be very different, and you're not lacking power level for it. Like, if you play random elves, I don't know what happens. You gain some life, maybe, or create a whatever.
Mana.
And then with humans, you can play Esper Sentinel and all these crazy cards that are just good by themselves. But then you are like, do you play, I don't know, Discovery or something.
Yeah.
And then you say, oh, actually, it was a tribal deck all along, and then you kill them. And it's, I don't know.
Elf Ball just makes infinite mana and draws infinite cards off the creatures,
yes,
tutors up for like, crater hole, bingo bangle, you're done.
I agree that humans are way more generic. That's why I think humans shouldn't be a supported creature type in Magic.
Yeah.
But we're past that, and it like already is a supported creature type, and that ship has long since sailed. So living in the world that we live in, where humans are a supported creature type, as iconic as elves are, I'm going humans. I think just the fact that there are so many of them lets it win out for me. But I'm going humans.
Brutal.
Grim, you're humans.
I'm going humans.
Tomer, we know,
is going elves.
Elf. Phil, this comes down
to
you. Either
elves look like
it's
the
up
humans.
To you.
I don't know. If I see like, if I look at like an elf deck versus a human deck, which one's
I'm
the cooler deck, like more
I'm
iconic?
Go
yeah.
Like, I know
your favorite
but
creatures
can do it
are
as well.
Human.
It's just the colors. The colors.
Tireless tracker.
The only people who do elf ball is tireless tracker. They're the
tireless
only ones.
Tracker.
Humans are just whatever.
Right. My favorite colors.
They just do anything.
I'm sorry. Sorry, elf lovers everywhere. Humanity wins in the end. Moves on to the semis.
It's like slivers with no iconic look.
it's the
it could be whatever
opposite
you
of slivers.
No,
you can play a strong deck without.
We have one more matchup in round two before our semis are set. Zombies versus Eldrazi, which is actually I think a pretty tough matchup.
So easy for me.
What side are you on, Tomer?
Eldrazi have mechanics that are entirely, you guys don't care about elves being like unique and stuff. Eldrazi, literally nothing else does the void, colorless stuff, the annihilator stuff,
the
all of them. Sure.
And being annihilated.
It's very powerful, iconic, very iconic creatures. Like everybody knows Eldrazi Titans. It's entirely unique to Magic. Another bonus point for me, I would say. And zombies. First deck I ever made outside of my pre-con was Zombies. I love it. But they are an interchangeable black deck. They're just doing what every other black deck is doing, which is, I sacrifice my stuff. I drain. I make tokens. I have graveyard synergies, like big whoop. Like every single
loops.
Black deck does that.
What other
every black
creature type gets gravecrawler loops?
You could just throw in a gravecrawler into your black deck and you probably have zombies there already.
Yeah, my Jedha deck.
Fair.
Yeah.
Okay, on second. On second, Krim, we'll weigh in
but,
on this.
But
they're just
zombies.
Any black deck.
Look cooler.
Okay.
What?
Oh,
no.
Do they?
My
I'm
God.
Actually,
no.
Imagine undead are so much cooler looking.
No.
You don't
like
spaghetti monsters
and
are cool.
Lovecraftian stuff.
Emrakul looks
gotta,
pretty sweet. Like, Eldrazi look pretty hardcore.
Yo.
They really do. But zombies
like,
look cool too. Like,
I like
some
zombies.
Of them look cool. I do really like. I mean, we're talking about like the top six creatures types in all of Magic. So we're it's gonna get to some tough ones here. Like they're both super cool. I think Eldrazi look cooler.
Eldrazi
I think
do
they
look
actually
cool,
look cooler.
But like zombies, and again, the necromancer part of it is just so cool. There's
every
a bunch
black deck
of,
is a necromancer. Though.
No. But like they come back and they look kind of like human, right? Like I'm talking about that. You're talking about play style, right? But I'm talking about zombies where they come back, rotting flesh, decayed, and everything, ribs exposed. I think that there's a lot of minute details in zombie art that I really appreciate. And I
just
really
human people like
but
Eldrazi,
it's more, it,
depending
yeah,
on the
no,
brood
no, no, no,
are
no, no, no.
very different.
Yeah, but then if you look at Carrion Feeder, where's all of his skin, bro? Like I don't know.
That's all zombies.
Yeah, but that's cool. Like I think that looks badass.
I think Eldrazi's look cooler. But I would give it to zombies. I think they are more interesting to play.
Wow.
That's yeah.
Kind of what made it for
wow.
humans. Brazil, so I'm going to give it to zombies.
They're just
here.
Any black deck. Are you kidding me?
Lord of the Undead, white bordered from plane shift. It still draws
okay,
me.
Now you're kind of putting me into his zombie.
Colorless matter.
You don't like Lord of the Undead?
So, oh, I don't like whitewater. There's no whitewater.
Okay, okay.
Big, timmy creatures.
Like, but, like Lord of the Undead, so I got
they're
it.
A little too... I guess...
I can't believe Phil's choosing the zombies.
I honestly think Eldrazi at this point are more iconic than zombies in Magic. I think because they're more exclusive to Magic than zombies, which are in all kinds of media, I think in Magic in specific, I think Eldrazi are actually a more iconic creature type at this point. When I think of like Magic creatures, Emrakul is like one of the very first creatures that comes to mind, not Lord of the Undead or something. When I think of zombies, I think of a horror movie or something. Like that's the first thing that comes to mind, not like Magic necessarily. So I'm going Eldrazi. I gotta go Eldrazi. I think they're big and timmy, and I think they're equally iconic, and they're both very powerful, and they both look super cool. So for me, that ends with Eldrazi.
But Junji Ito has not done an Eldrazi artwork yet, and Junji Ito is like the horror anime god artist, and
Eldrazi
dude, he's
are
done
also
Carrion
horror
Feeder.
Too. Eldritch Moon, where everybody's getting warped by Emrakul's presence and the stuff, and you had like a bunch of horror over there. Like they would do horror all the time.
That was cool, but like
they have pictures of like people like being turned
into
dust and like their faces getting melted off and like
fair. The body horror there is real.
Lovecraftian.
And whatnot. Like the Eldritch horrors are terrifying. But I'm sorry, zombies. And zombies play more interesting to me, so.
Yeah, that's what makes it for me.
I think, is
they're
that
just
true?
Whatever
that might be
black deck.
True,
you just replace them with anything else.
We gotta declare a winner. I think we're at a 2-2 split right now. Krim and Phil, you're on one side. Me and Tomer,
I'm on
anyone,
zombies.
Before we find a way to break this tie, anyone changing positions?
Come on.
No? All right. Let's see. typing
let's see,
to
let's
Richard.
See what
let's
Richard.
See. Let's see if Richard's around. I don't even think he knows we're doing this podcast. I think he just thinks I'm naming random creature types.
Things he likes
in our
more,
Discord.
I guess.
Yeah.
You gotta ping random people
answers.
On your Discord.
Yeah.
Yeah, I might. We'll see how quickly Richard responds.
If we want a quick response, we gotta ask Neotic. He's gonna be around.
Oh yeah.
Neotic's always there.
Mm-hmm. He's also usually right about Magic stuff.
Yeah, I sent one to Morgan. We'll just see who answers.
He doesn't
first.
Have any contacts.
I'm gonna send one to Rodrigo.
No, you leave him out of this. He has a zombie deck. Leave him out. He has Wilhelt.
Who responds first, right? Is who we're taking. God. So
yeah, whoever responds first gets it.
I also pinged Rodrigo. So we're gonna see if he said zombies. Rodrigo just
Rodrigo's
zombies.
No.
I can screenshot him right
betrayed.
Now.
Betrayed.
Yeah.
It's a betrayal.
That sounds good to me. I think your partner has great taste, and now I understand. You see, he has good taste.
Zombies somehow moving through to the semis.
The blandest
against
of the bland. Humans versus zombies. Oh
wow. No,
what
that is not bland at all. That is a classic tale across every horror movie. Does humanity win or the undead?
This is an interesting one.
All right. Let's move on. Let's move on to the semis. We have three more matchups. We're almost to the end. First semifinal, dragons versus vampires. So let's do this the easy way. Is there anyone on the vampire side of this, or are we just putting them through to the finals, the dragons?
Krim, don't you dare. after what you just did to me, don't you dare.
What do you mean, what don't I dare?
Yeah, use my boyfriend against me. Dragons.
I will also point out that Morgan and Neotic got back to me about the last one, and they both said zombies too. So I think your team is definitely winning.
No
that
context.
One. All right, vampires versus dragons. Anyone standing for the vampires, or like we've already talked at length about
they made it
what
fine
the dragons
enough.
Do?
I'm not being green. They made it five.
Krim, give us your best shot at convincing us that vampires should beat dragons.
I don't think there's a world where that's ever happening, where anyone could be convinced of like anything over dragons, right? Which is the problem. That's... But I will say that vampires are they have so much, I don't know, there's the gothic look, there's so much art out there that I think looks really cool.
That's
like,
true.
Because like
no
the outfit
dragon
design.
Art that looks good, are you kidding me?
I think dragon art looks really, really good, right?
Have you seen a dragon before?
No. I love dragon art, right? Because obviously I'm going to vote dragons, and there's a lot of cool ones out there. But I do think that, you know, the wing designs and the mane and all of that on dragons are nice. But when you think about, you look at vampires, though, you not only have to design a vampire, but you also design a full-on outfit. So it has to look regal. It has to look, like, I just appreciate the detail that's put into all the costume, the art, even down to the hair. Every bit of vampires, there's so much detail. And there's small details that I really appreciate in the art. And I personally like that. I think it helps me differentiate which vampire from which vampire. Whereas I do think, like, dragons, I think dragons just are dragons, right? And, like, I think
that's
they're cool.
Because they don't need anything else. They're dragons. In a fancy dress or anything. They're freaking dragons. Everybody knows they're cool. They don't have to try.
No. And I agree. True. I love dragons.
Vampires try hard.
Right? Like, they have giant wings. They're fire breathers, right? I just want to say that, like, that is clearly peak badass.
But
right?
You have ghost dragons, which is Mirim. You have earth dragon, which is what if dragon but cosmically large. Tiamat, what if dragon but five different colored heads.
Bolas?
Nico Bolas, what if dragon but planeswalker?
Nico Bolas, the dragon god? Oh, yeah.
The best Mirim? Archenemy of the multiverse.
Bolas
Did
and Mirim
what if
are
dragon but smartest guy in the world?
Yeah, that's that. I think Bolas stands out. I think Mirim stands out.
Otherwise, don't even stand out to
dragons.
Me. They're all just in a frilly dress.
It's dragons. We're putting. I appreciate all the discussion of art, but sorry, vampires. You tried hard, Krim. You had good arguments, Krim. I do think vampires have more unique art. I'm just not sure that dragons are beatable in this. Honestly, like dragons might just run the table with this. They're on to the finals. This is actually a
if humans beat dragons. I am out.
Here's a pretty classic horror movie matchup. Humans versus zombies in our second semifinal. This is literally the foundation of many, many horror movies. The zombie apocalypse coming for the humans. What are we voting? Where are we going? So humans, there's more of them, but zombies are just cooler than humans. And I know someone's going to say, oh, aren't they just dead humans? Yes, probably. That's probably true. But I don't know if I really care. Like, I want to go with zombies, honestly.
I kind of wanted to, although I prefer playing a human deck, and they. But if you tell somebody, oh, I play this card game and I play a
humans,
deck, and you want to describe, I play like, oh, it's a fantasy game, and then you say like, I have a dragon deck or even a vampire dinosaur deck, but zombie deck, but human deck. Maybe it's for very enfranchised people like me who say, oh, you can play Esper Center and it's still on theme. You have other reason to play Esper Center other than power level or like Tireless Tracker. And I think I have to give it to the zombies just because they are cooler. And it's more what I think of when I say, oh, it's a creature type center deck.
Hold on. One of the core reasons we chose humans, and when we look at these types, is like how versatile they are. Humans are that.
Yeah,
they are perfectly that.
Thing.
They are that.
Zombies do a
perfectly.
Little bit more than just elf ball. Even though I do like elf ball, humans can elf ball too, though.
But
if humans couldn't elf ball.
Humans
can tilt the elf ball actually a little bit, but not as much.
That's what I mean. They can elf ball pretty hard.
They're all a little bit of they're a jack of all trades, kind of like they don't really have an identity.
And that right, like I think there's something from a gameplay perspective. I'm gonna choose humans. From a cool factor, like all of that, I think I go zombies, right? But I think gameplay-wise, humans does do way more and offers various play styles. Like, I know that it's not as cool to say I'm playing a human deck, but I do think that if you play a human deck, it will do a lot more than what a zombie deck does.
Yeah.
I 100% agree with Krim, by the way. I think zombies are so interchangeable. I am so sorry. They're just every black-based aristocrats deck. They all play the same. You don't have to go zombies to do black-based aristocrats. You could just pick any other black deck, and it will be the exact same play style. But I'm not voting humans. I'm sorry. The blade that's in Fantasy Magic, I'm not.
Let me ask you this. Tomer, before we move. Vanilla ice cream. Basic flavor, right? Basic flavor, everybody, you know, kind of generic. But when it's done right,
I'm John Magic. I'm playing my deck. It's a fantasy-based magic world where all settings are possible. I'm choosing the human. Get out of here.
Vanilla ice cream is fine, Krim, but if there's some cookie dough ice cream or mint chocolate chips in there, aren't you going to take it? And I feel like that's what the zombies are.
But those are paired with vanilla, right?
No, that's what I mean. That's a good point. Like, the humans are kind of vanilla, and the topping makes vanilla very good, and then humans has like esvacentna as the topping and all the cool creatures.
Gameplay, I understand too, because Tomer, I'm right there with you. I do not play human in anything I play in video games, right? I am always something else.
But I would
gameplay
prefer playing a human
wise
deck.
Of magic, humans.
Sure.
I just can't bring myself to vote for humans. I can't do it.
This is a snub. Hold on.
It doesn't matter. Dragon Twins anyway. This is irrelevant. I just can't vote for humans. I'm sorry.
Zombies. I'm going zombies.
I kind of voted out of the elves.
I agree.
I don't care if it's inconsistent. I don't care if it's wrong. I got to go
humans
with
Tomer.
Like,
I
just can't put humans into the finals of the Magic Creatures.
I got wrong.
I can't, elves got robbed, and I kind of have to vote for humans here just to be consistent, and then we had a tie, and then we ask anybody, humans or zombies, and the answer is going to be zombies, so let's just speed things up and go zombies. Yeah, we could try.
Elves would have been the only hope, or Eldrazi, come on, versus dragons. You know both of these are not winning.
Yeah, I mean, look, nobody's beating dragons, right? Nobody's beating dragons anyway. So at this point, it's the battle for second place, right? And I think right now, it's the classic humanity versus the undead. But the only difference here is you don't have a really good writing team to separate. Like, it's all about how the humans are written and the drama in these movies, right? Like, how that's what determines it. But in Magic, we got to... How do we? That's got to be gameplay,
would
right?
You rather
that's got to
be
gameplay.
Would you rather watch
a
movie about zombies or about humans?
He might be right. Yeah. Okay.
I mean,
say
most movies are about humans. I don't know. Usually, humans are good movies. A lot of bad movies too. But
yeah that's true. Yeah. Wait, Phil's really thinking on this.
I vote humans. I have to admit, if I voted on the grounds of gameplay the entire time.
Zombies. I refuse to vote humans.
Zombies. All right.
I don't
want
to, but I think
procedure.
I'm choosing humans as well. Like gameplay. Gameplay. Come on.
All right. All right. We're stuck in our votes, right? 2-2.
Yeah.
Looking for the tiebreaker.
Yeah.
All right. We'll see who responds here.
Who goes for it? Oh no, I'm gonna ask Rodrigo actually. Oh no, he has both a human deck and a zombie deck.
Oh no.
Oh, you're right.
Are you trying to game the tie breaking system? That doesn't seem quite fair.
Zombie or human.
Did you already ask Rodrigo? Because
I'm asking him.
Okay.
All right. Rodrigo, it looks like he's gonna be the tie. Oh, wait, Nia takes
tutoring
maybe responding.
Whoever responds first, we're just going to choose the hair.
The race is on. The race is on. I see
scientific
Nia
method.
Took his typing. Nia took his typing.
We're going to get a paragraph with the rules.
Nia stopped typing. Yeah, I know. He's really reading
like,
paragraph.
Let me explain the history.
Yes.
No.
So.
What did Rodrigo respond?
Nope. Oh, wait.
No.
Yes.
Who?
Oh, I got a message.
Oh,
He says zombie.
Zombies because humans are boring and 25% of all creatures are humans anyway. All right. Zombies. Zombies through. Yeah.
And
Rodrigo
also says zombie.
Votes. Rodrigo also comes through. All right. Zombies.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Moving
if you tell
on.
Anybody.
I mean, yeah,
what
zombies
yeah.
is cool.
They're boring.
But I know. Gameplay.
They have no unique personality
magic
whatsoever.
Class
but
yeah.
Sure.
All right.
We've reached the end. So... the finals. It has all led to this.
Sure.
Can zombies upset... I don't even know how that would be possible that zombies could upset dragons. Is there... Okay, can anyone steel man the zombie side of this? And even just give me an argument for zombies here before we click the 4-0. Like, is there anything
they
that zombies beat dragons? Okay, that's... I think that's true. Okay.
Right.
Okay. Yep. That's yep. about yep. yeah. We had to think
they
about
also
it for a minute.
Don't get supported like crazy. Like the last sets, we kind
of
got. Yeah, but we got.
I think they get supported slightly less than dragons. I think they get supported pretty heavily, but not quite as dragons get really heavily.
Dragons
supported.
Get crazy stuff.
They have so much support though. Like every single time we go to Innistrad, they get support, and every single time we go to like Amonkhet
really.
Or whatever, we just had Aether Drifts. I mean, it's forgettable, but it was at the beginning of the year, and they got like a full zombie. They had a full zombie pre-con.
That is true. There were zombies.
Yeah,
in
but
there.
They didn't get
them.
Crazy stuff in there, right? They got Hashaton, but that's more like a
okay.
Whoa. Temet is good. Y'all are disrespecting Temet, and they got On Wings of Gold on that deck and whatnot. And
DJ
what's the
Scarab
profit
God.
Of the Scarab? Yo,
DJ.
Thraxamundar is a zombie assassin, which is very cool.
I mean, I'm still voting dragons. I gotta.
No, obviously.
Yeah,
dragons.
I don't.
Yeah.
Okay. There's... Okay. Hold on. Actually, though, I will say that the aesthetics, the visuals of zombies is more like Innistrad and whatnot. Not so much Amonkhet, but Innistrad style is more appealing to me. Like art-wise.
Actually,
slightly rotted humans.
Yeah, the rotted.
I actually think zombies look pretty cool. Zombies do look pretty cool. I can get behind zombies. Like, this isn't a knock on zombies. It's just tough to beat dragons in Magic. They're just so iconic.
Yeah,
like there's hard to find anything to mark against dragons for me. Like, they're popular. They're iconic. They're popular. They've been around forever. Like
Battlecruiser.
They got a ton of different options, a ton of different play styles. They got the Big Timmy thing. Like, all the things, like, I like the Big Timmy aspect of dinosaurs. And dragons do that, plus they do a bunch of other stuff, too. Like, and I feel like that about all these creature types. Dragons just kind of do that, and they do a whole bunch of other things on top of it, which makes them really tough to beat.
Yeah, if you talk about looking cool, imagine what, in real life, if you have one chance, do you want to see a zombie or a dragon?
Which would be more fun to ride? I would much rather ride a dragon than a zombie. I'm just like, given the choice, dragons flying around like House of Dragons, that'd be sweet.
Yeah,
can I control the zombies?
House of Zombies would be as popular? I don't think so.
Well,
yeah, look at
the zombies were
the bad guys in Game of Thrones, right? Pretty much.
Lich? But no. Okay.
And they were the most disappointing part of the show.
That is also true.
That's fair. But, like, I think there is something cool about controlling hordes of zombies. Now, if it's just zombies randomly attacking me, okay, obviously I'm going to choose a dragon. But if I get to control hordes of them...
I'd rather be attacked by zombies than by dragons, though.
Yeah,
I'd rather control dragons.
Given the choice, I'd rather
just fill the sky with
dragons. Okay.
Yeah.
Nothing we have said convinces me that the zombies is going to win here. So I think we got to lock it in. Dragons, there's not even a way to click the finals here. Well, dragons are the champion of the Magic creature type battle. And that's been kind of a long podcast, but I'm curious what all the viewers think. You have seen our picks for the best creature type in Magic. What'd we get right? What'd we get wrong? What do you think of the conclusion? Dragons versus zombies. What got upset along the way? Let us know what you
Fairies.
Think. What's your favorite creature type? Yes. And if you love fairies,
it's
let Kermo know about that too.
Fairies.
That
and
he's
moonfolk.
Not alone, that he's not
moonfolk
alone. And moonfolk.
Snubbed.
What is a creature type that we wish we had put on here that didn't make it on? Let us know that as well. So thanks for watching, everyone. Hopefully you enjoyed the creature type battle, and we'll be back next week to do it again. So until then, have a great week, and this is the crew signing out.